Well, this being National Agriculture Week, what a better thing to talk about this time of the year as we get ready for the start of another growing season. Brian Waddingham joins us this morning. He's Executive Director of the Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of those issues today. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Always glad to get on the radio and talk about agriculture and the impact it has in Iowa.
Well, when you talk agriculture in Iowa, here we are, the latter part of March. It's kind of a fun time. Everybody's getting anxious.
Yeah, that's right. You know, there's corn that needs to be planted. There's calves being born. It's just a great time to get out and see the countryside.
Yeah. Did you grow up on a farm?
Yes, I did. North Central Iowa, up in Clemmie.
What was the best part for you? What do you remember most fondly when you think about your days cutting your teeth on the farm?
Oh, I think it had to be getting out, helping Dad with chores, you know, feeding the cattle and hogs, and spending some time on the tractor as well. So a lot of good things, a lot of good memories with that farm.
Brian, I kind of have to ask you, because we talk about this in our business, in the broadcasting world, is that, you know, sometimes folks in our business think that there are better things out there and they leave, but they always have this yearning to go back, because once you get it in your blood, it's hard to get it out. Farming, being involved in agriculture, it's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. You know, even as a matter of fact, we're seeing a lot of people coming back to the farms today, especially with livestock. You know, and that's really great, too. You know, like you mentioned, once it's in your blood, that's what we hear a lot from younger people. Probably about 60% of our calls right now are coming from folks under 35 years of age that are trying to get back to the farm, raise a family, and just, you know, relive their youth again because they have such fond memories of it.
Well, there's still nearly 93,000 farms across the state of Iowa, and I think one of the facts that I saw that would probably surprise a lot of folks, because nowadays everybody seems to have this assumption that you have to be this massive operation to be able to make any money on the farm, but I saw a number here on your website that says the average size of a farm in the state of Iowa is 333 acres.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and we typically have our Farming for the Future conference held every year, and this year we had a speaker or a couple different speakers, and they spent a lot of time talking about that, you know, you don't have to have, you know, a lot of acres or a lot of livestock. It's just whatever fits with what you're doing, how your enterprise rolls. Some of the most profitable producers are from those smaller farms. So, you know, that's another great thing about agriculture is you can have 333 acres or, you know, 10,000 acres, and you could still make it work.
Well, so many people look at the old stereotypes that they have in their heads, and they look at farming and say, well, you know, farmers just never change. They're kind of stuck in their ways. Actually, nothing could be further from the truth.
Yeah, that's right. I think the technology advances we've seen in the last 10 years, nothing is compared to that in the previous 50. You know, especially from these newer livestock barns, you know, temperature-controlled, automatic feeders, waters, you know, nice 70 degrees in those hog buildings and cattle buildings. So, yeah, I think it has changed a lot over the course of time, and I think it continues to improve.
Well, and it seems as though farmers are pretty acceptable to change. Not only do they agree to move forward with things, but in some cases, they're helping to push some of those new trends.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, just look at the GPS on tractors today with the planting and the spraying. You know, you can even dial that in to apply your manure and other fertilizers. So I think that's really been a driving force, and it's just been great, you know, especially as we look towards this nutrient reduction strategy and improving the environment. You know, farmers are the first ones to step up and say, I want to do the right thing, and I'll embrace this new technology if it helps.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, there was a time not too long ago where a guy would say, you know what, I'm going to go to Iowa State, I'm going to study agriculture so I can come back and work the farm with my dad. And the neighbors would say, are you kidding me? You got an education already growing up here on the farm, but you kind of need to have that advanced look to see what's coming down the road.
Yeah, you know, that's right. And we do a lot with whether it's community colleges or Iowa State University, and enrollments are at record highs, but yet you go in, you talk to some of those classes, you ask for a show of hands, and I would say probably 60%, if not more, when you ask where they're going to go after they graduate, it's back to the family farm. But they're there, they're getting an education, they're trying to figure out what, you know, what maybe Dad doesn't know, you know, what's out there, what's new, what they can bring back and have an immediate impact on the farm.
Well, and how it's changing so much, too, with regard to some of the things that you see on the farm these days. I mean, a lot of folks are familiar with, you know, hogs and cattle, and they're familiar with beans and corn. But it's very creative anymore what you see for some of the side crops that folks will be planting these days. They're not afraid to take some risks.
Yeah, that's right. And even, you know, with the livestock side, you know, we're helping guys site quite a few barns to calve cows in, which is something new. You know, we're always used to seeing those cows and calves on the pasture, but we're starting to see a lot more calving under roof. And then something else that we've been getting a lot of calls on is aquaculture. People wanting to retrofit old hog confinements into raising fish or shrimp. And so we're helping those folks, too. So, I mean, it's just an exciting time in agriculture.
To a certain extent, with our climate, we're kind of tied in some cases. But I know there are research farms at different locations around the state, too, and they've been pretty helpful in giving folks an idea and also taking some of the risk out of the hands of the farmers who are trying to make some money.
Yeah, that's right. You know, especially with Iowa State University, they've got their research farms and hold field days. And just have some of the latest technology available for farmers to see. And again, whenever we help farmers site new hog barns or cattle buildings, we always like to have an open house, bring people out to the farm, whether they're friends, neighbors, family members, or just community members, but bring them out to the farm and let's show folks what really goes on inside those buildings. And I think that's really the key, is just telling your story and keeping the consumer out there engaged in what's going on in agriculture.
Oh, absolutely. Brian, I want to talk a little bit about some of the economic impact, too, because when you take a look, for example, at some of the numbers that are put out there by the Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, when you talk about total number of jobs that are connected to the agriculture industry, the number of dollars that are turned over by that industry, it's just hard to imagine that anyone who lives within the borders or works within the borders of the state of Iowa is not somehow affected by the agriculture economy.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to be. We've got just about a little over 110,000 jobs now, I think, are directly related to agriculture. But yet everybody certainly feels the trickle-down effects of agriculture, whether it's livestock or crops. And looking at some of that new census data, you know, Iowa is now number two nationally for total value of crop and livestock sales as of 2012. That certainly has an impact on you know, mom-and-pop Main Street businesses, keeping those folks engaged and there and providing a service to those local communities. So, yeah, you're right. Agriculture has a huge impact on this state of Iowa.
And, of course, we all eat. We all wear clothing. So, you know, we need some of the products related to that as well.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, right here in the state of Iowa, it's, you know, even with our hog numbers increasing, cattle numbers are starting to grow again. We're starting to see resurgence in dairy, and the turkeys are starting to take off again. So, yeah, just a lot going on, a lot of optimism right now. And I think Iowa is certainly leading the charge in all things ag-related.
Well, and I'm interested to see what's going on sometimes in the larger business realm, too, because some of the main suppliers are the people who consume a lot of these different ag products through large contracts. They're not just looking for the cheapest product price-wise they can find anymore. They're looking for specific quality type of products that they can market to consumers. So there's an understanding that it's more than just price.
Yeah, that's right. They want a quality product. And they want to be able to buy from people that they trust. And I think, again, Iowa is certainly poised to be a leader in that category as well.
Well, so many kids are getting out of high school now, and they're going into ag-related fields in college. They want to study certain things, maybe not necessarily to go back on the farm and be a farmer day-to-day, but they want to be involved in the ag industry somehow. And when young people show an interest in something like that, that points toward a positive future.
Oh, definitely. I think the latest number I saw, there's about 300 different careers related to the field of agriculture for young people to go into, and I think that's a big reason why FFA numbers continue to grow here in the state of Iowa, because agriculture is so vast. There are so many opportunities, you know, from biotechnology to embryo transfer, you know, to GPS on tractors and equipment. I think the possibilities are endless.
You bet. Well, a lot of kids understand what's going on out there, and they want to be a part of it, too. Well, it's an exciting time to be involved in agriculture, not just because it's spring and things are bouncing back to life, but just because the industry is still so vibrant, and we hope it stays that way for a good long time.
Yes, we certainly do. And the coalition, you know, we continue to get record calls, year over year from people interested in coming back from the farm or starting a livestock operation or maybe even slightly growing it a little bit to bring family members back. So, again, yeah, a lot of optimism out there, and that's really, really good to see.
Yes, it is. Very good. Brian Waddingham is the Executive Director of the Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers. And, Brian, again, thanks for your time. We appreciate you visiting with us a little bit this week on National Agriculture Week.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jim.